my next guest, and he's going to be the Epsom Playhouse this Sunday evening, and it is, of course, Jeremy Hardy. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, a bit knackered.
Are you? Oh, no. Have you had a cup of tea yet?
I'm having a lemon and ginger as we speak.
Oh, that's a good one. Very reviving.
Good for your circulation.
It is. It's a bit nippy, isn't it? Yeah. Have a little run around the block now.
Yeah, I've got to go to Birmingham in a minute.
Have you? Oh, blimey. All right, I'll be quick. Obviously, you're a very well-loved comedian, very witty. And I have to just say, actually, as an aside, I did love you in Blackadder. When I said, got to admire your balls. I did like that. Yeah. A very great moment. I did like that. Now, because you're very often invited to be part of so many panel programmes, are there any you've turned down? And if so, why?
Probably. I can't remember. I tend to turn down those clip shows on the telly, you know, the sort of 40 greatest names for horses and stuff like that. You know, the clearest examples of the fact that in the 70s we watched programmes of that era. So I tend to turn it. I've done a few bits of ropey telly, but I try and turn those things down.
Yes. No, I can understand. No, exactly. It's a bit anyone could stand there, couldn't they? They could have a cardboard cutout, couldn't they, to be honest? But yes, I mean, which comedians and satirists do you enjoy watching when you're not in the hot seat yourself?
I don't really watch much telly, to be honest. I watch bits and bobs. I mean, I like. Who do I like to watch comedy wise? Mark Steele, Daniel Kitson. All sorts of people. Mostly people that I like who are nice people, who are like friends and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Daniel Kitson's quite quirky, isn't he?
Pardon?
Daniel Kitson's quite quirky, isn't he?
Daniel's very funny, yeah.
Yes, a fellow Perrier Award winner as well.
Is he? Oh, right.
Okay. As well as yourself.
I lost interest after I won it.
Ah, did you?
Yeah.
Can't blame you. No.
I don't think they do it anymore, do they?
Well, it's no longer Perrier, is it? No sparkle to it anymore now. It's
just tap water, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. It's all gone a bit flat now, isn't it? There we go. Enough of the puns now. Maybe I'll get myself on a panel show. I don't know. Are there any that you'd rather not... Do you think so? Oh, thank you. Are there any that you'd rather not see on the small screen? Any particular comedians? Or?
Oh, well, that wouldn't be very gentlemanly to say, really.
No.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like anything. You've got the people that you really like and the people that you really don't like. I mean, some people turn out to be really nice people, you know, when you don't like their material. So you think, I don't want to slag people off in case it turns out that they're a really nice person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, there are people. I mean, comedy is a very personal thing, and I don't really think you can say someone's a good or a bad comic, really. It's a question of whether people find it funny or not.
You know, that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there are people that I don't... You know, there are people who can be very, very funny but not very satisfying as well. You know, you laugh uproariously and afterwards you think, oh, I feel a bit empty now. Because you thought there wasn't much substance to it, you know.
Yeah.
There wasn't much depth to it.
That's
possibly.
Right. It's in the moment.
But then sometimes it's good just to have a good old chuckle.
Absolutely, yeah, good old laugh. Now, obviously, when it becomes a bit too comfortable on the panel circuit, is that when you turn to the challenge to put yourself in front of a live audience again?
No, it's just what I've always done. I do the shows when they're on. So the news quiz has just finished, so I've stopped doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back in January. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I haven't a clue. I'm touring the live theatre show of that at the moment, actually, at the same time as my own tour.
Oh.
But it's just what I do. I mean, this time of year is always a good time to be on the road because people are going out more. As it gets closer to Christmas, people get quite jolly. But the summer's a bit useless because people want to have barbecues.
Exactly, yeah. Some people want to get jolly at Christmas and some people don't. But I think the majority are in the jolly camp.
Because I always forget how disappointing it is. But I always intend to. I always rather like the idea of Christmas.
Yeah, the lights and the sparkle. Well, you're heading to the right place because Epsom, I believe, is lit up literally like a Christmas tree at the moment. It's all looking very sparkly and lovely.
Good.
Yes. Now, because what goes through your head before you attempt a stand-up performance?
It varies. If I've got a whole load of new stuff at the start of a tour, then it's mostly trying to remember it. But as it goes on, it's, you know, trying to retain the enthusiasm for it.
Yeah. Keep it fresh, like as they say.
Trying to remind yourself that they haven't all heard it yet.
That's true. Well, there might be someone who's stuck in there and seen it a few times, and they'll be like, oh. But they'll be looking for new things then, won't they?
There's a whole load of new stuff at the moment, because I've been writing all year. So.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And I'll try and make sure that by the time I get back to a town which is usually about 2 years later that it's mostly new. So.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, old stuff is always very tempting because it's always, you know, it's...
It's comforting. It's familiar.
It's better, really. Old stuff's always better than new stuff.
Yeah, yes.
New stuff's good on the first day when there's a frisson of excitement about it.
Mm.
But, old stuff is just, you know, you just know where, you know how it's going to go and you just think, oh, I like this bit.
Mm. Definitely. So what should the good people of Epsom expect from your one-man show this Sunday night? Is it a surprise?
The world of old man talking.
Is it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
And there's a break.
Oh, well.
And then there's another break at the end that goes on for a couple of years.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
And a little bit of something in between.
Mm.
Maybe, if you're in the right mood.
Yeah, something like that. And they can do what they like in the break. That's their own time.
Oh, lovely. Well, they'll be there on Sunday night and coming to the Epsom Playhouse, and you'll be there, obviously, and it'll be lovely. So thank you very much for sparing the time to talk, Jeremy, and I'm sure people will be along. What time does it start on Sunday, just so people can get there?
That's a good question, actually.
In good time?
I don't know. Oh. Probably 7 or 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Let me check.
Yeah, probably best to get there a little bit early, isn't it, just in case they miss you.
I've got a thing here. I'll look in my little book that tells you. Hang on.
Oh, very good.
Hold the phone. Are we live on the wireless?
We are, yes. Yeah, talk amongst yourself, listeners. Yeah, the wireless, we like it. 8 o'clock. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Just people 8 o'clock in Epsom.
Lovely.
I'll be there.
Brilliant.
I'll be knackered because I've travelled from Devon, so I'll have a strong coffee and then I'll be all right.
Oh, crikey, yes, yes. Perk yourself up and get on stage. We look forward to seeing you. So thank you very much. Take care. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was Jeremy Hardy, the comedian and raconteur, of course, going to be at the Epsom Playhouse this Sunday.